Halachas, Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon Beis Sevav says, you're not allowed to walk but come as a gufa like a bagaiva. You're not allowed to go 4 hours with the head uncovered because of the cover of the Shekhinah, and you have to go to the bathroom. The Ramah says you have to cover your whole body and not walk barefoot. And it should be, get used to going to the bathroom in the morning, the evening, so it should be a zaraz and a naki. Rambam, Hilchos Krishma Perigim, Halacha Aleph says, someone reads Shema, washes his hands in the water with water before he reads Shema. Once the Zman Krishma came and he didn't find water before he reads, he should not delay his reading the Shema and look for water. No, he should wipe his hands with dirt or with stones or with the wood, Chiyotzman, and he can read. The Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, Peridah, Halacha Bey says, how do you clean your hands? He washes his hands with water till the wrists, and then he davens. If he was walking and he came to his mount and didn't have water, if between him and the water is 4 mil, which is 8,000 amas, he can go till the place of water, wash it, then he goes down. If there was between him and the water more than that, he just wipes his hands in stone or dirt or any board, and he can daven. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel says, when do we say this? When he's walking forwards. But if the place of water is behind him, you're not mechayev him to go backwards up to a mil, which is 18 minutes. But if he was past more than that, he's not mechayev to go back. He just wipes his hands and davens. When do we say this? When he's not matar l'tefillah, only for his hands. But in other tefillahs, except for shachris, which is other tefillahs, chutz shachris. However, shachris, since he has to wash his hands, feet, and then daven, and if he was far away from the water, he wipes his hands alone, and he davens. The Ravid says, I don't know why you need to wash your feet. So I guess it depends if they used to walk barefoot in those countries or not. Arachaim Simon Dalet Sif Chav Bey says, if he doesn't have water, he can wipe his hands in a stone or dirt or anything that cleanses, and he makes a bruch al nekis adayim, and it's good for davening, but not to take away the ruach ra that one has in the morning. Shechlach Arachaim Simon Tzadik Bey Sif Dalet says, you have to wash your hands with water if he has water. If he doesn't, he has to go behind you up to parsa. You have to go follow for up to parsa. That's when he's going on the traveling and the water is in front of him. But if he has to go backwards where he already traveled, up to a mil, he goes back. More than a mil, he doesn't go back. If he's scared that he will be over his mantfila, then wipe your hands with dirt or anything that cleanses, and we'll see later on some Reish Lama Gimel. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Beis Sif Hei, says, if he washed his hands in the morning, he goes from Siach Das, he has to wash again for davening. If there's water, even though he doesn't see any dirt on it, but he doesn't make a bracha. If he doesn't have water prepared, he doesn't have to go and take it again. The Ramah says, even if his hands were dirty and he washes from his tefillah, he still doesn't make a brach, as we said in Sim above. Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Sim Tzadik Beis Siv Dalet says, someone stands in the middle of davening and he remembers that he touched in a dirty place, it's enough that he just wipes in dirt or stone or scratches his hand against the wall to clean it. Arachaim Sim Reish Lam Gimel Siv Beis says, if he has water, he has to wash his hands to daven, even though he doesn't see any dirt on it. He should not make a bracha. The Ramah says, even if he gets up from learning, he should wash his hands for davening. Means of b'shendim and hugging. If he doesn't have water prepared, then he doesn't have to wash his hands. The Rambam, Hilchos Krishma Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, says, some reach Shema should not wink with his eyes, should not flick with his lips, or like go pss, pss, and he shouldn't show with his fingers. So his kriya should not be something temporary. He should show kviyas. And if he did it, even though he's yoitz if he did it, but it's not nice. And he has to let his ears hear what he reads. In other words, your ear, you can't just mouth it. And if he didn't let his ears hear it, he's yoitz. And he has to be medagdik with the letters, and if it's not medagdik, he's yoitz. Shechach HaRachayim Yisim HaSamach Beis Siv Gimel says, you have to let your ears hear what speak out of your mouth for Kriyashma, but if you didn't, you're yoitz. But he has to put it out with his mouth. It's not enough to have it in your heart. The Rambam Hilchos Krishma Perek Beis Halacha Ches says, someone reads Shema should not wink with his eyes, as we said before, the same Rambam, because we don't want it to be Arai. If he did it, you yoitza. And then he finishes off, you have to be medaktik with the letters properly, and if he was medaktik, he's yoitza. Shulchan Aruch says, Simasam Beis Yifalav, even though it's a mitzvah to be medaktik with the oisius, but if he read it and he wasn't medaktik, he's yoitza. The Rambam Krishma Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph says, someone reads backwards, it's not yet. When do we say this? They say the Apsukim. But if he's magdim one parasha to the other parasha, even though it's not allowed, I say the Rambam says Yoitza because it's not in the Torah, it's anywhere not samach to one another. If you read one pasuk and then you read another one the second time, that's Baguna, you can't repeat. You read one word and doubled it, since, for instance, he said Shema Shema, we make him be quiet because it sounds like he's diving to two two deities, to HaKadosh Baruch and someone else. Arachayim, Rechmon Slan. Arachayim, Simon Samach Dalet, Sif Aleph. If you read it backwards, it's not Yotze. When do we say this? We say that Apsukim. But if it's Magnum, one Pasha to the other one, even though it's not allowed, the Yotze, because it's not, the Torah, it's anyway not close to one another in the Sefer Torah. In Trumas, Perek Dalet, Alokha Dalet, the Rambam says, five are not allowed to take off Truman. If they took off Truman, the Truman works. Which a deaf person who speaks but can't hear, because he can't hear the bracha. Elam is a mute that he can hear but he can't speak. Orem, a naked person, because they can't make the bracha. A drunk and a blind person, because they can't be mechaven to be mafresh the good part of the fruits. The Rambam in Megillah and Chanukah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis says, whether you read or whether you hear from the one who reads, you yoytza. But he has to hear it from someone who's mechuyev to read. Therefore, if the Valkyrie was a cotton or a shoyta, one who hears from him is not yoytza. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Sim Tefresh Pei Tes Siv Bei says, whether you read or whether you hear from someone reads, you yoytzi chiv, but you have to hear it from a person who's a bar chiyuva. Therefore, if the Valkyrie was a cheresh, a cotton, or a shoyta, someone who hears from it is not yoytzi. Some say that women cannot be moitzi men. The Ramon says, some say if the woman reads it for herself, she has to make the bracha l'shmoya megillah because she's not mechuyev to read it. Daf Tes Vav Amad Beis, the first Rambam, Kriya Shema Perek Beis Halacha Ches, we already said, before, which is when you reach my not a wink and do all these other things, and you have to be medagdic with Oisius. And our Chaim Simon Samach Beis of Gimel says, one must let his ears hear exactly what he speaks out of his mouth, but if he didn't let his ears hear, his yoytza as long as he says it out with his mouth. And the Rambam Brachas Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says, all the brachas that you say, you must let your ears hear it, what he says. If you didn't let his ears hear it, yoytza. Whether he said it with his lips, or he read it in his heart. Not like the Kriya Shema, which the Rambam says you must say it with your lips. Here, but brachas, you could theoretically b'di'evet yoytz if you said it in your heart. Chaim Simon Kuf Pehe Siv Bei says, you have to let your ears hear what you speak out of your mouth, but if you didn't let it hear, yoytz, but you must say it out with your mouth. So, the seems like the Mechaber Paskins, it's not good in the heart. This is, no, the Mechaber speak about Hilchas Kriya Shema. The next Mechaber, which is an Archaim Simresh Vav. Siv Gimel says, all these brachas you can't be masked between bracha and achila. And the Ramah says, not more than Kedei Dibur, brings Bashan Shibul Aleket. But you have to let your ears hear, and if you didn't let your ears hear, you yoitza. But he has to say it out with his mouth. Can be said in any language, can make the bracha naked until he covers his erva. When do we say this? By man. But a woman can sit as long as her erva is covered into the ground. Because by this, she, as soon as she's sitting onto the ground, she's mechatzar erva. And we'll see earlier what Ayin Dalet Siv Dalet says. Even if he's not naked, if his liba is reis erva, or his head is begula, his head is exposed, it's asur l'varo. So you see, the Mechaber does not pass like the Rambam, that brachas you must speak out with your lips, and it's not good enough to have kavana. The Rambam, again, he brings down the same Rambam we said before, Kriya Shema Perek Beis Halacha Ches, with that you can allow to be mafsik in Kriya Shema by winking and doing all the other things, and we want your Kriya Shema to be a kavua, and if you did it, you yotza, but it's maguna, and you have to let your ears hear exactly what you read, and if you didn't let your ears hear, you yotza, and you have to be medakdik in the oisius. So the Rambam Kriya Shema Perek Beis Halacha Ches says, how are you medakdik? So he says you should be careful not to make what's chazak, like what has a dot in it, to make rafa, a base and a vase, and don't do the opposite, don't be machzak rafa. Don't leave a shva na into a nach, or nach into a na. Therefore, you have to give space between letters that are close to each other. For instance, two letters that are similar, that one is at the end of the word and one starts the next word. For instance, b'chol levavecha, you have to read b'chol, stop, and then read levavcha. So too, vavatem mehera, stop. Hakonaf psil, and you have to explicitly say the Zion of Tizgru, and you have to make the Dalad long of Echad enough to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech heaven and earth in the four directions. And you can't chap the ches, like run through it, so it shouldn't be like he says Echad. The Ravid says, I don't know why Nod and Nach, what's the big deal if he says Levavicha Benod the Beis, and the second Beis to make it stronger. So it doesn't, it shouldn't sound like a Vav. So too, if we say the Yud of Yisrael, it shouldn't sound like an Aleph, Israel. And say all these things, he says, if he does it, Tavalav Bracha. So too, the word Nishba, You have to be mafrid. It shouldn't go the aleph and the ayin. Nishba, the aleph and the ayin should not be together. And you have to be marach the dalad. The rabbi says some of Moshe should not be marach in the aleph. It shouldn't say, sound like it's saying chod. Shachnarach arachaim simon samachalav siv beis says you have to give a space between one word. The beginning of the word is the same sound as the end of the previous word. For instance, b'chol levavcha, al levavchem, b'chol levavchem, esev b'sadcha, avatem mehera, hakonaf psil, and eschem me'eretz. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Tez Vav.